Good morning, and thank you for joining our weekly industry call. Commissioner Pendergrass was unable to join us today, but thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to connect with us this week. We're going to kick things off asking Jeff to give us an update from sports development. Jeff, remember you have to hit star 2 to unmute yourself, sir.
Hey, Cam, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to give you a short update on sports tourism efforts. Certainly want to first start with some sad news. Many of you may have read or heard already. Our good friend John Naylor passed away earlier this week. John was the executive director of the City of Palms Basketball Classic. Great ambassador for amateur sports, been involved in the hospitality industry for a very long time, 3 decades. And you know, so we're certainly going to miss John and are thinking and keeping his family in our thoughts and prayers. City of Palms Basketball Classic will go on. Mary Shack, who has worked kind of under John, as John's been her mentor for many years, is going to take on that role, and I know we'll have a very successful tournament here coming up very shortly. For some positive news, we hosted 2 really successful basketball tournaments the week of Thanksgiving. The Gulf Coast Showcase was down at Hertz Arena, and I know brought some much needed revenue and activity to the Hyatt Coconut Point. And then the Fort Myers tip-off happened at Suncoast Arena and really split between the Sanibel Harbor Resort and the Westin. Again, bringing, I think, some much-needed revenue and maybe some normalcy to some hotels during during this time of year. The tip-off was nationally televised, had 5 different broadcasts on FS1. And typically, we do get 3 VCB destination commercials per game. And this year they bumped it to 5 just to promote the recovery efforts. And we had some commercials in there that were thanking all the first responders that came and helped our destination during a time of need. We do still have a couple small events on our calendars that we think will happen in December. We have a volleyball event and a hockey event down at Hertz Arena. We continue to work closely with our hotel industry and our sports organizing committee to monitor almost on a daily basis what the inventory of available rooms is, and we're trying to make decisions 30 days out on events. So we're already now looking into January and trying to figure out, okay, January events are on our calendar, how many of them are likely to happen? How do the hotels look? Most of our facilities have gotten back to a place where they can host events. They may not have lights, or there might be some damaged fencing that we can work around, but most of the facilities are mostly ready for us. I think the one facility that's really going to be out for a while is Wakahatchee Recreation Center, which is one of our key facilities for volleyball and basketball events. But it is totally torn up, and it was part of that flooded area down by Lexington Middle School. So spring training continues to move forward, and you know, you've probably all seen spring training schedules. I think one of the things that's up in the air a little bit is the Tampa Bay Rays are still not set on where they're going to have spring training. Their facility in Port Charlotte was damaged pretty significantly, and I think the Rays are still trying to figure out where they're going to host spring training. Our guess is that they're going to move the Major League club and their games up to Tampa and just play out of the drop, but we're not sure where their minor league program is going to set up yet. So I think that is it, unless anyone has any questions, and I'll stay on the call until the end in case anybody's got questions at the end.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your update. From the VCB side, first I want to let you know that we will not be holding a call next week because we are having our December TDC meeting at 9 a.m. In downtown Fort Myers. So our next call will be on December 15th. A couple of tidbits for the TDC meeting. As you know, the Board of County Commissioners rotate their advisory board assignments, and Commissioner Hammond will now serve as your TDC chairman. We certainly appreciate having Commissioner Pendergrass as the TDC chairman for the last 2 years, and we look forward to working closely with Commissioner Hammond this next year. Staff is still hard at work on a destination recovery campaign that will ramp up as we approach the winter season. We will present the framework for this campaign at next week's TDC meeting. The communications team is working with a reporter from the Cleveland Plain Dealer who is visiting the area to report on recovery efforts. At her request, she will be visiting Fort Myers Beach, Sanibel, downtown Fort Myers, and Boca Grande. This week's Road to Recovery video spotlights Florida Rep, and we're excited about that. We also have a new episode of our Shellcast podcast featuring Fort Myers Beach that launched last week. Some of the December sales activities include two events next week, PCMA New England client event and sales calls in the Boston area, and then Midwest Destination Reps client event and sales calls in the Chicago area. And the following week, Capital CVB Reps have their client event on December 14th in D.C. This week, we also have a couple of meeting planner site visits, so sales activity continues. The team has created one more time-stamped video of the area neighborhoods for meeting planners. This one features Alico Road in the South Fort Myers area. And since Hurricane Ian, we have sourced 111 RFPs to the hotel partners, and that is pretty much on par with pre-pandemic numbers. So matches up very, very closely to 2019, the same period. Our visitor services team out at RSW has recruited 18 new tourism ambassadors who have either completed their training or very close to completing it. Additionally, all the seasonal tourism ambassadors have returned, and staff has provided refresher training to them so that they, to ensure that they're up to speed on what is happening in the county and at the airport. I do want to give a little bit of an update on the Hospitality Worker Relief Fund. We have now utilized all the donated media that our media vendors generously allocated to us. That represented about 29 million impressions, and we use that to encourage donations to the fund. Total collected in that earmark fund is now just under $144,000. We're going to the assessment forms for the hospitality workers on leavecb.com is no longer available at this time, as our friends at United Way and Collaboratory work to process the more than 400 assessment forms received. I do want to extend a personal thank you to Renee Fortit from the Sanibel Captiva Beach Resorts, Jay Johnson with Bubba's Roadhouse and Saloon, and Jen Traer with the Clerk of Courts for serving on the evaluation committee, and of course, the teams at the Collaboratory and the United Way. The goal is to get those funds out this month before the holidays, if possible. A reminder, if you have not done so, please update your business listing on the consumer website. If you have any issues with your login or otherwise, reach out to Brielle Benzing on our marketing team. She will help you get logged in. And, shifting back to United Way for a second, I know there's a lot of challenges, and people, as the months go on and they're waiting for assistance from their insurance companies or whatever it may be, you may have you or one of your team members may have a need for assistance. So please, I encourage you to contact 211. That's United Way's helpline. Literally, like you dial 911, you just dial 211, and they can put you in contact with some of the organizations in our community that are here to help you. And with that, I would like to open things up, giving you the opportunity to ask questions or share information. You have to use star 2 to unmute yourself. And you may have a question for Jeff. Feel free to ask that now if you have one. Everybody's quiet today. All right. I'll wait one more minute. No one has a question or wants to make a comment or share that they're opening or something new?
Hey, Pam. It's Tracy calling from the Marriott Sanibel Harbor. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good to hear you, Tracy.
Hey, good hearing from everybody. Quick question. Is there, and you may or may not know, is there any update on that checkpoint? I've heard some rumors that it's going to be by the end of the month. I've heard by the end of April. And I've also heard that it might be moving to the toll plaza because, you know, like it's before all of our guests hit the hotel and everything.
I do not have an update on the checkpoint, Tracy. I know yesterday there was a Sanibel Captiva Chamber of Commerce meeting at your hotel, actually. And one of the questions to the Sanibel City Council during that meeting was, you know, how much longer are they going to, you know, limit access to Sanibel Island? And I don't want to put words in the mouth of anyone, but my impression was they're working towards, you know, opening access, but there are some benchmarks that they're trying to get through. And one of them is the debris removal. And the Sanibel city manager said by December 23rd, he expected to have 80% of the debris removed from Sanibel at that point. And I think that's going to be your benchmark that you want to keep an eye on. You know, obviously the trucks moving around, you know, they're trying to limit traffic to keep things moving as smoothly as they can and get that debris cleaned up. So I have a feeling that you'll see a change once that debris gets picked up.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Anyone else have a question?
Hey, Tam. It's John Lai, Sanibel Captiva Chamber.
Hey, John.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing? Good.
I'm doing okay. Hey, great luncheon yesterday, and I hope I didn't misstate what I said there, but
you actually summed it up very well.
I appreciate it if you have
well,
more
okay,
to add.
Yeah, and sorry, I keep speaking over you. But Tracy, if you want to give me a call, as Tam mentioned, there's some timelines that we're definitely monitoring and making sure that we hit. But I could probably share some more, some more insight as to the moving of the checkpoint, as you mentioned. But just wanted to hop on real quick, Tam, and if you wouldn't mind just speaking a little bit to an email that went out yesterday from the FRLA. For those of you who may not know, Lois Croft, the regional director of FRLA, who has served us for the last, I think, gosh, seems like ever, but 3 or 4 years now, and has been phenomenal in our community, is resigning effective January 1st. And I'm excited to announce that I'll be doing a dual role at the Sanibel Captiva Chamber, as well as over the region for FRLA for Lee, Collier, and Charlotte counties. Really excited to hop into that role come January 1.
You're going to be a busy man, John.
You know, Tam, I think that the synergies are there, and that the a lot of our members are, we share a lot of common members, right?
Yep.
I have roughly 500 members pre-Ian, and she had just over 800, I believe. So we're, you know, I think that once we can you know, we look at that and we're all doing the same thing, which is trying to get our hospitality industry back up and running at full force. Like I mentioned, there's a lot of similarities in what we're doing, and I think that there'll be enough help around our teams to be able to pull this off very, very well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's exciting and good news for FRLA, John. Certainly you have a depth and breadth of knowledge of the area that, you know, will be a huge benefit in that job for sure. So congratulations on that. And obviously I'm sure we'll be working. I mean, we've always been working closely together, but that gives us another layer of closely together. So appreciate that update. Anyone else have anything they want to? Thanks, John. Anybody else have anything they want to share?
Hi, this is Craig. I'm filling in for Jeff Stainer with Miramar Outlets, and he was wondering if you had updates on the percentages with Collier and Lee on the hotel openings.
So for us, the percentage of rooms open is 62%. That's our number. We just did another count to start the week, and 62% is our number. I believe Collier was in the high 80s, and that's been a couple of weeks ago. I have not heard an update since then. I know, you know, there's a couple of properties that are doing some renovate, you know, the Ritz-Carlton has obviously is, you know, doing an extensive renovation, and there's some other things going on that might keep that number right about where it is, but you'd have to speak to Paul to get the latest on Collier. Apologies.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anybody else have a question?
Hi, Cam. This is Lois.
Hey, Lois.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on congratulate John. Obviously, he's going to do a wonderful job. He's been part of FRLA and on the board and helped us merge the Lee County Hotel Association. So we just thought he'd be a wonderful fit considering everything happening. And the synergies of FRLA and the chamber with John and everything have been, you know, just wonderful over the years. So I just wanted to say hi and congratulate John, and I'll still be in the area. So, and this is my personal cell phone that everybody has. So feel free to reach out to me if anyone has any questions about anything too. So,
you know, Lois, it's been a pleasure to work with you. We're sorry that you're leaving FRLA, but we're so happy we had the opportunity to work with you, and congratulations on a new gig, but you know, please know how much we really we're really going to miss you at FRLA.
Thank you very much.
Star 2, if anybody else would like to ask a question or share. All right. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, the TDC meeting is next week, so we won't be having a call. If you cannot join us at the TDC meeting, you can watch the meeting live. If you go on YouTube and just type into the search bar Lee TV Live, it'll take you to the county's YouTube channel, and you can watch the TDC meeting at 9 a.m. next week. December 8th. And then we will have another call on the 15th. So thank you so much for listening in today, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.